Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Thursday. It's hour two. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Chris Sims from Pro Football Talk Live will join us coming up. We'll talk about his quarterback rankings. We're down to the final four, and certainly has one interesting choice in that final four, so he'll join us coming up. Also, the NFL Combine, it's been a staple in Indianapolis. But now the NFL, as it is with everything, open for business. Hey, come on in and place your bids. It's almost like you're trying to attract a Super Bowl. You know, Super Bowl, bringing in all of these people, make it a destination kind of event. And I'm thinking Vegas is going to be your designation. Because there's a couple things in play here. If you can have betting in the combine, let's say you want to bet on 40-yard dash, over under. How about one player against another player? I'm thinking Vegas is going to be open for business with the NFL combine. And the NFL looking for money. Vegas could pony up. I'm guessing Los Angeles with the new stadium would also be a place, but you're going to have the Super Bowl there. But now it feels like what's this come down to? What is this? What's going to solidify a bid from a city over another city? I'm guessing money. Because Indianapolis, you're thinking, okay, that's not your normal destination. But they've done such a wonderful job with it that we just assume the combine in Indianapolis. Now the NFL is open for business and will be taking bids on, I think it's in Indianapolis this next year. And then after that, we're open for business. Yeah, McLevin.
I was wondering if it's a way to sort of satisfy owners, because you know how a lot of owners are not going to get a Super Bowl, and I think they're furious about it. So we'll say we'll throw you a combine. Is that maybe what they're going to do here?
It could be. I mean, you know, Jerry Jones is going to be front and center saying, you know, we'll host it.
Oh, they'll throw the kitchen sink at it.
But they've hosted Super Bowls there. If you build a stadium, you get a Super Bowl. But after you get that Super Bowl, then are you in the rotation there? You know, the Miami Dolphins, you know, being able to have it in Miami, having it in New Orleans, having it in Los Angeles, San Diego, they used to be in that rotation a little bit here. So I think that that's the interesting part with this. But once you build that stadium, we're going to give you a Super Bowl. And then for the most part, they go back to their normal rotation. Yeah, McLevin.
I've never been there or seen it, but don't the Cowboys have that practice facility? Yeah. And it's supposed to be spectacular. It seems like a nice combination for a combine event.
Well, I would think you just have it in, you know, Jerry's house. You know, you charge admission. How many people can you get in there? You know, that's another thing. One other story just to keep an eye on, the Chicago Bears, and this is a local story, but could the Chicago Bears move out of downtown Chicago to go to Arlington Heights? That's northwest suburb. This comes down to the Bears have the smallest stadium in the NFL. Now, remember when they tried to upgrade a decade ago when they put that spaceship in the middle of it? Well, they just added luxury suites. They weren't adding more seats. Green Bay is the smallest city in the NFL, and they have, I think, the third largest stadium capacity-wise. And they went through a renovation here. Could the Bears move out of downtown Chicago? And it's one of those where you go, nah, they won't do that. Well, there's the Arlington Racetrack where they, I believe, have bought the property.
They put in an official bid on the property. They're starting to bid on the property.
Yeah. So you can't say, oh, that'll never happen, because it does happen. It has happened. And if you can expand and – but if you start to look at these NFL stadiums – now, the L.A. Coliseum can fit 90,000, more if they wanted to. Paul, you have the list of stadiums there?
Yeah, this is seems pretty current, but the smaller ones – Arizona Cardinals, really nice field, 63,000. Las Vegas Raiders is 65, new place. Detroit Lions is 65,000. Miami Dolphins is 65. I would say most of them are, about half of them are under 70,000. Tampa Bay is only 65,000.
Yeah.
Then the biggest ones are MetLife, Giants, because it's a big bowl. Green Bay Packers holds 81,000 now. They're the second biggest in fan capacity.
Oh, they are second now.
I think.
What's Seattle's attendance?
They're at 68,000.
Okay. Now, that doesn't feel like 68,000. When you look at it, it sounds like 168,000 when you're in there. But I was curious where they ranked there. You got a lot of them. The sweet spot is right around that 60, 65,000. But that's just something that keep an eye on. We'll talk to Chris Sims. He'll join us coming up. Chris Paul, who missed the first two games of the Western Conference Finals, is right now listed as probable. He passed a cardio exam. Now, that's required in order to be cleared to play again. And he was placed in the protocols on June 16th. He tested positive for COVID, asymptomatic, and his vaccination status made the typical quarantine timeline of 10 to 14 days shorter for Chris Paul. But now he had been quarantining in Los Angeles, where he lives, and the game and the series, you know, shifting to Los Angeles, probable for tonight's game. Last night, improbable, because you would have thought Milwaukee Bucks at home, they play great at home. And, you know, there's no, hey, this is a cute little team coming to town. And the Atlanta Hawks surprised the Milwaukee Bucks, winning by 3, 48 for Trae Young. It's strange to say this. I didn't think he had a great game. He was 17 to 34. He wasn't great in the fourth quarter, but they end up winning. They go on an 18-8 run, and they pick up the win. Here's the Atlanta Hawks head coach, Nate McMillan, on their success on the road.
I felt we've built ourselves to be able to play on the road. And, you know, I've told them that, that you know, they're built for this. You know, again, tonight we got off to somewhat of a slow start. I thought we just needed to get our second win. Looked like we were, just was running in mud that first quarter. And we just stayed with it.
Yeah, they did, and Nate's done a wonderful job. I think there's something like 36-16 since he took over, and we had John Barry on from the Mothership. He was on the radio call last night of that game, and he said Nate McMillan was holding Trae Young accountable. When he took over, it wasn't, hey, we're not taking logo shots here, all right? And John thinks this is the first time Trae Young has been coached, where don't come down here and basically just freelance. You know, we need to have a little bit more structure. The Bucks got a great game out of the Greek Freak. They did not get a great game out of Chris Middleton. It feels like when Chris Middleton plays well, they win. We expect the Greek Freak to play well. We plug in those numbers. And he did play all-around great game. Chris Middleton, when he doesn't play well, the Bucks are vulnerable here. Yeah, McLovin.
I was shocked at how good Drew Holiday was, because that was not the same player in the Nets series.
No.
He was really, really good offensively.
Yeah, offensively.
I thought he was the best defensive guard in the NBA.
Well, he's supposed to be one of the... I don't know who's a great defender anymore. I truly don't. Because growing up, when you said somebody's a good defender or great defender, they were. Like, Scottie Pippen, to me, is as great a defender as the NBA has ever had. He could guard everybody. He could guard a point guard. He could guard a big man. He had length. He had speed. He had quickness. He was smart. And he had freedom to roam a little bit because Ron Harper was a good defender. Jordan, of course, a really good defender. But, you know, you have these guys who are supposed to be great defenders. Paul George is supposed to be a great defender. Kawhi, great defender. Rudy Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year. Ben Simmons, Defensive Player of the Year candidate. I don't know who's any good on defense anymore, because it comes down to, can you somehow guard against the pick and roll? That's it. Can you get over the top? Do you switch? Does somebody come up and help? And you're watching last night, they run the same play, it feels like. It's just like when I watch Utah with John Stockton and Karl Malone. You knew what they were going to run. It didn't matter. And Stockton wasn't a shoot-first point guard. Now these guys, they're shooting. You give me an inch, and I'm going to take a shot. And, you know, look at Steph Curry's success. Pick, run off a pick, over a pick, and then he gets a jumper. Trae Young, same thing. Set a pick. Going this way, going that way. Somebody helping? You know. And there was the moment last night when Trae hit the three. It's one of those that it's just one play, but it stood out for a variety of reasons. First of all, he had the little shimmy before he takes the shot. And the other part of it that really stood out more than the shimmy was, where is everybody? So the best shooter on the floor, one of the best shooters in the game, and nobody's around. Like you almost felt like there was a whistle and everybody stopped, and then you realize there's no whistle. It's just, anybody going to guard me? Let me adjust here, and I'll hit a three-pointer. We say good morning to our radio partners. We're closing in on 400 cities around America. Also, our TV partner, Peacock. Download the app. You can watch for free. Yes, McLovin?
When I was a kid, there were two great defenders, Michael Cooper of the Lakers and Bobby Jones of the Sixers. Now, are you telling me that they weren't really as good as everyone always told me they were?
I was told Bobby Jones was a great defender. And he was until he guarded Dr. J. Then he was not a great defender. Michael Cooper, great defender, until he guarded Dr. J. Dr. J kind of removed a couple of the defensive titles from people. You know, Gerald Wilkins, Dominique's brother, he was the Jordan stopper. That didn't last long at all. Gary Payton, to me, was a wonderful defender. Like, truly a great defender. Early in his career, lockdown defender. But it also helps. Michael Cooper wasn't asked to do anything other than play defense. Now, occasionally he'd hit an outside shot. He had a set shot that he would shoot. Dennis Rodman, early in his career, he's the guy guarding Worthy. He's the guy guarding Larry Bird. He was only asked to do that. He wasn't even asked to be the great defender or a rebounder. Just, you go out there, Dennis, and act like a pogo stick and play great defense. Because everybody else took care of everything else. If you're going to be a great defender, chances are you're only asked to be a great defender. But Drew Holiday, Klay Thompson, supposed to be a great two-way guard. I don't know if today's rules, you can be a great defender anymore. Because they allow you to carry. They allow you to travel. And they're going to call everything on the defense. I mean, Trae Young shoots a lot of free throws. Now, he makes a lot of free throws, but he goes to the line. I got a stat here for you. Seton, give me stat of the day music, please. Trae Young was 9 of 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. He's shooting 90% from the line on the road in the fourth quarter. He's made 37 fourth quarter free throws on the road, the most in the NBA postseason since Manu Ginobili had 42 back in 07.
Still got it.
Yep.
Still got it. Yep.
That's called hitting the post, kids. If you want to get in the business, you got to be able to hit the post there. Nothing like playoff hockey. Peacock has live coverage, Stanley Cup semis, and we got a Game 7 Islanders in Tampa tomorrow. Go to PeacockTV.com right now to sign up. Yes, Paul?
So I've got the list of defensive players of the year, and it's like Michael Cooper and those type of guys, Ben Wallace. But there's a couple of guys that stand out. Hakeem Olajuwon won defensive player of the year. That season, he averaged 24 points a game, 25 points a game. Michael Jordan, this is nuts. He won Defensive Player of the Year in 1988. He also led the league in scoring with 35 points per game.
Yeah.
At the same season. Jordan led the league in steals three different times in his career. Defensive Player of the Year.
We always feel like if Paulie can somehow get Walter Payton and or Michael Jordan into a show, he's done his job.
And Rush played Chicago
Stadium
that year.
And Rush. Yeah, of course they did.
Something like
that. Rush Limbaugh. Not the band, Rush. Yes, McLovin.
I feel like the great players, like LeBron, I saw when Jamal Murray got hot last year in the playoffs, LeBron switched on to him and said, I'm going to put all my energy into this.
Yeah.
It was like a vice grip. And like Jordan was like that too, but they don't spend all game playing defense, do they?
No, I thought Michael got to the point where he just played the passing lanes. But he was brilliant. It's just you don't want to spend all your energy on defense if you're being asked to spend all your energy on offense as well. You know, Iverson, I thought, could have been a great defender. He was at Georgetown, but he got a lot of steals. You go into the NBA, it's just like, this is what I'm being paid to do, and that is play offense. Keep going. Keep bringing it. I think Hakeem Olajuwon might be the most underrated player in the NBA. I thought he was spectacular. Fascinating. Great footwork. He could pass. He was one of those guys that would block a shot, but he would keep it in bound. There was nothing demonstrative about him. Like his whole nature is very passive. Like there's a Zen feel to him, and he had a wonderful touch. And I loved being around Hakeem. I just thought he was just a pleasant man, and happened to be a great player. And I know that we always go, but those Rockets, they won when Michael Jordan was playing baseball. Somebody had to win those titles, you know? Somebody did. Like, they're not giving them back. You know, you don't go, you know, on second thought, you know, we're going to give you the trophy, but it's got a couple of pieces broken here. You know, Mike took those. Yes.
McCullough. The Knicks would have taken those.
Oh, yeah. Hell yes, they would. All right, let me take a break. Is the Combine headed to Las Vegas? Because... well, you can gamble on the Combine. We'll talk to Chris Sims and his quarterback rankings. He's got the top four. I think one is controversial. All right, we'll take a break. 16 after the hour. More phone calls coming up as well here on the Dan Patrick Show. Later on this afternoon, got about a 90-minute session online, Zoom call with the students, Full Sail University, the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. You can get an accelerated bachelor's degree designed to teach you all the you know, I screw up the read only when I'm talking about being a sportscaster. So these are the ones that I should get right. All aspects of sportscasting, from in front of the camera, behind the camera, podcasting, radio, and they help you with your delivery and the enunciation part of that as well. But what I'm going to do is we look at tapes, and I'm able to review these tapes with the students being there on the Zoom call, and we do 90 minutes once a month, and it's great feedback for them. You're going to love what Full Sail does, their approach to education, hands-on learning, faculty with real-world experience, and you could earn your bachelor's degree in sportscasting in as short of time as 20 months. Go to Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting at fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, Think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Got some new t-shirts. Go to DanPatrick.com. Got some fun ones there. If you're a fan of the show and some inside jokes in there, you're going to love them. Go to DanPatrick.com. We got the Todd Fritz, That's What I'm Talking About pizza shirt. Famously swooped in as Seton was ready to have his lunch. Had a personal pizza. Fritzy didn't understand what a personal pan pizza is. So he just went in, swooped in, and goes, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, he took it personally. I know that.
Okay. All right. All right. But you said you felt horribly, but you didn't buy Seton.
I didn't feel so bad to the point where I felt motivated to like replace the slice of pizza. That's
how about you buy yourself a personal pizza and let Seton swoop in and go?
Who wouldn't
want to
buy himself a pizza
about.
And then give one slice back?
Yes, McClubbin.
What was personal about that pizza? It was like a large.
I don't think so.
Oh, it was not a personal pizza.
Well, that still doesn't mean Fritzy can swoop in and go, that's what I'm
it
talking about.
It did look
about.
Like a pretty nice amount of pizza where I was probably tricked into thinking there must be a few more like that in the back. We got a party going here.
Yes, Paul.
Just to clarify, it was a small, and it was right by Seton's left hand in his desk. It wasn't in a common area.
Was it? How many slices were there?
Eight thin slices. And this is from a pizza company that makes really thin, small pizzas.
They only make one size pizza.
I did think
it's not like you can get a small or a large. You could just get a pizza.
I thought it was a little selfish of Seton that if it's a pizza party, White's got to have all the pizza right next to his desk. Like it should be in a central area where we can all go, you know.
Yeah, because normally when I'm buying for the room, I have everything out in the common area.
Right, the kitchen or whatever, so everybody can get to it. He's got it right by his left shoulder there.
How rude.
Let's bring in Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host on Peacock. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dan. How are you, buddy? Hey, guys, what's up? How's everything going?
Have you ever had a serious argument with Mike Florio where you got mad at one another? Like, it was real?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
over
there's
what?
Definitely. Well, gosh, there's been a lot, I think, really. You know, sometimes he can be, we have a little thing like Conspiracy Mike, right? Conspiracy Florio, where he can just go on some weird tangent of, I think this, and I'm putting this together, and this guy said this 4 months ago, and that's where sometimes, yeah, he could drive me crazy, and I go, hey, that sounds all good and dandy, but that's absolutely crazy to draw those conclusions. So, sorry to not be able to come up with something truly specific right here on the dot, but we definitely have our arguments.
I think
sure.
Florio thinks he could take you because I brought up the topic of if Florio went against NFL insiders, like he thinks he could take Adam Schefter. Now, he can't take Glazer, but right. Shefty, Jason LaConfora, I think Florio thinks he could take you.
Well, he thinks he's tough. That's for sure. He does. I mean, he walks around with his chest puffed out a little bit, as is anyways. But I have given him, Dan, enough physical contact that he knows he can't take me. That's one thing he knows. And he will say that from time to time. You know, when he is here in the studio with me on Mondays to do PFT and things like that during a regular season, I always hit on him and grab him and do those type of things. I miss that. But I think he knows he better not mess with me.
I mentioned that the Combine is now up for sale. If you want to bid on the Combine out of Indianapolis, what's it going to take? And I see it going to Vegas. And I think the gambling aspect is going to play a big role here. I think it could become a big event and a destination where people going to Vegas, you're going to have the fan access there, the 40-yard dash. Now you can bet on the 40-yard dash. Is that a stretch that you think the NFL would look at this and go, hey, let's combine gambling with the Combine?
I think it makes sense from all aspects of what you're saying. I think the one thing that, okay, I'll just say as a guy that played in the NFL, I was a young, dumb athlete at one point in my life, and I know NFL coaches. I just don't know if you want to put the whole league in that city to just flirt with social media danger. Oh, I saw this coach at this strip club or gambling at this table or whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Entice young kids who have a little free time, 19 years old, maybe have 20 years old, have a little money in their pocket. They do something. That's the only thing I would be worried about in Vegas, but it makes sense from everything else. You can kind of walk everywhere. They have the great new facility with the stadium and all of that. And that's where I kind of envision this thing going with you. Like, I'm with you. I think you're going to see some of these new stadiums that, you know, can really hold these type of events, really clamor for the Combine.
Oh, I think there's going to be betting at the stadiums. I think it'll be like the Premier League.
Probably.
Where you're able to go into a private club and you can place a bet and, you know, you could bet on first half stats, you know, third quarter stats, all of those things, individual stats as well. You have your top 10 list now down to the top four. Last time we had you on, you said maybe there's a little controversy in the final four. So starting at number four on your quarterback list is
Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, again, you know, we're not talking about off the field or anything like that, but Deshaun Watson on the field, you know, just, I mean, what more can you say about the player? He's tough as hell. He's got no defense, no running game. He didn't have DeAndre Hopkins. He probably had the best year of his career. In fact, anybody you talk to is probably going to tell you he had the best year of his career. You know, he wants to play within the pocket. He can dice you up and make the right decisions and appropriate throw from that standpoint all the time, let alone, you know, some of the things he can do, extending plays, getting out of trouble. He's a magic man that way. I'm a big fan of Deshaun Watson and what he does on the football field.
Okay, what is going to happen here with Deshaun Watson?
I mean, he's done in Houston. I mean, he was done in Houston before all this, you know, all came about with the 22, you know, women and the masseuse and all that. So I think eventually, whether it gets figured out now or later, if it doesn't get figured out right now, I think he's going to go on the commissioner exempt list. I do. I think he'll sit there until maybe some more of this legalities or some type of deal is figured out. And then let's say a deal is figured out and he does, you know, come to an agreement in a civil lawsuit or something like that. Mm-hmm. I still think he's going to be suspended for a period of time, But I do think that's when it'll open up the box of, hey, we'll trade for him. He's going to get suspended for 4 games, 6 games, 8 games, whatever. Okay, he's too talented that I think somebody, there'll definitely be a market. It's just about when he can become available.
All right, so I know Mahomes will be number one on your list. The big question now is, has Josh Allen graduated to the second best quarterback, and you would take him over Aaron Rodgers? That was the big question that I had. And number three on your list is?
Yes, number three is, Aaron Rodgers. Yes, okay. My favorite quarterback ever. I know, and I love Aaron Rodgers. I do. You know, I mean, of course, it's still awesome. It's still one of the best arms in football, still one of the greatest arms in the history of the sport. You know, I think where I, you know, look at him, hey, amazing, you know, before the snap, of course, after the snap, diagnosing plays, making the, you know, right decision, can make any throw you want. There's no doubt. He's surgical that way. He's kind of a Zen master as far as all the pre-snap stuff and all that. Yeah, he's better than Josh Allen at that aspect, certainly. But not so much greater than him that I thought, whoa, wait. Josh Allen does all the stuff that Rodgers used to do 4, 5, 6 years ago in extending plays and getting out of the pocket and, you know, manipulating coverage downfield to throw a 30-yard, you know, laser, or wait, they stayed deep, now I'll run for 30 yards. That's where I believe he has really surpassed Rodgers. So, yeah, he's behind him in the mental aspect, but not so much that I still couldn't give him the advantage for the wow factor, the plays that he makes where I go, nothing's there, and they still get a 20 or 30-yard gain out of it. That's the one thing that just jumps out. I mean, you know, Rodgers awesome. It's just Josh Allen is starting the prime and has superstar big time talent like a Patrick Mahomes.
But I'll go back to like his first year. I didn't think he knew how to play football at times. Like he just he made decisions where you go, well, you got to be kidding. But if I would have said he's coming out of Wyoming, he's going to be the second best quarterback on your list in 4 years, what would you have said?
Oh, I said there would be a possibility of that. You know, that's why I made him my number one quarterback that year. You know, I started off with Lamar. I think I've told you the story. Yeah. I got such a backlash from everybody in football. I thought, oh, maybe something I don't know. I had Josh Allen number two always, and I moved him up to number one. But, you know, that potential's always been there. You know, but it's just been about the decision-making, refining the game a little bit. But the talent was always there. And, you know, we've seen that kind of progressively gotten better. You know, again, 2 years ago, he went to the playoffs and threw 20 touchdowns and 9 interceptions and had a really good year. People didn't really want to give him credit for it that year. Last year was insane. And, you know, Dan, to add on to it, you could make a case he could have been the MVP. I mean, they had no run game, an average defense. You know, an average offensive line and good weapons, not great. It's like weapons that I would say, I don't know, are probably less than Rodgers, who I don't think has the greatest weapons either. It's close. It's a good conversation.
Oh, Rodgers has better weapons than Josh Allen.
I think so too. Some people, it goes the other way, but I'm with you. I think Rodgers actually has the edge. I would probably take Diggs over Devontae Adams.
It's close.
But after that, it's close, right?
Rodgers has a better offensive line. He's got a better running back.
Exactly right. Exactly. But, you know, a lot of people, the haters of Josh Allen, you can't tell them that. He got Stephon Diggs. That's all people talk about. Like, he's just supposed to, like, rip up the world just because he got him. You know, the plays he made, you know, off schedule, getting out of the pocket, they're eye-popping. They rival Mahomes as far as being able to make something happen when nothing's there. And then here's another aspect, too. You know, he's gotten 42 touchdowns, no interceptions in the red zone. He takes care of the ball.
Yeah.
I would say, other than Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray, he's the third-best running quarterback in football. He's a real threat, you know, as far as truly a quarterback-designed run down in the red zone area for a touchdown. And then scrambling, I think he's the second best scrambler in the sport. And when I say scrambler, I mean buying time in the pocket or outside the pocket. Mahomes is one, of course, but Allen is two. And I think he's just starting the prime of his career. So that's why I made him two, Dan. It was tough. You know I love Aaron Rodgers.
If Mahomes doesn't win that Super Bowl, and he didn't have a good Super Bowl, but let's say he doesn't win that game against the 49ers, he loses the Super Bowl against the Buccaneers, is Patrick Mahomes number one on your list?
Yeah, he still is. Okay. He is. It's still, You know, and I recognize that he's got talent around him and all those type of things, but this is still, I mean...
What's his weakness?
The weakness can maybe be at times being maybe a hair greedy, right? Maybe not quite, you know, get it. He's not at that level of like Brady or Rodgers or Breeze and dissecting a defense mentally quite yet or always doing the right thing, you know, but he's got such great physical talent and ability that, you know, we won't recognize sometimes when he might make that mistake because he'll cover it up with his ability. But like he's next level. And like also, I mean, extremely smart. I don't want to take that away from either one of these guys. But here's like a great example of to me why like guys like Mahomes and Allen have gone next level. Rodgers, Brady, you know, let's say whoever, Russell Wilson, whatever. Okay, there's a blitz this way. I got to throw the hot route. Boom, throw the hot route, 5-yard completion. Awesome. Mahomes and Allen will have the same thing, realize where their hot route is and go, I think I could get something better. And they'll let the guy get a little closer and they'll make him miss. And now they buy themselves time and get outside the pocket. And instead of throwing that hot route for a 5-yard completion, they get a 40-yard completion out of it. And they go, do you want to blitz me again? You want to try that one more time? Because I like that. Mm. You know, that's where they're so dangerous. You know, they're a little different that way is where they don't play the position textbook, but they have enough textbook and then this backyard ability that's just insane in the membrane.
Who do you think Tom Brady was referring to when he was shopping his talents and, you know, you're going to stay with that MF-er?
Yeah, right.
I maintain that it was Mitchell Trubisky because, as I first reported, nobody knew the Bears were involved in this. It was Chargers, Buccaneers, and then the Bears. I know the Colts, he was interested in them. He was interested in Tennessee. The Colts didn't have a franchise quarterback. The Titans, Tannehill had played well. Yes. The Chargers didn't have a franchise quarterback at the time. Feels like, you know, are the Bears going to stick with Mitchell Trubisky? And they stuck with Mitchell Trubisky. Who do you think?
Well, that's what I love about Brady. I mean, I love that fire about him. And like, he's like, are you crazy? That MF-er? You're going to really, I mean, that's really the way he is. And that's why he's awesome. From the standpoint of, what guy you would call you're going to stick through that MF-er, I'm with you. It makes sense for it to be Chicago. My only thing is, did Brady ever get to the serious point or conversation with that team to where he was actually like really wanted to go there? You know, that's where I just don't know. That's the only part where it makes sense for that quote to be Trubisky. It doesn't make sense for me for Brady for whatever wanted to go to Chicago and be a part of an offense that we have a lot of question marks about and weapons and lack of offensive line and all those things. So it's either Trubisky or
I don't think he had that many choices, Chris.
I don't know either, unless he just goes back to Jimmy Garoppolo and goes, okay, you're going to go with that MF-er, that guy who missed all those throws in the Super Bowl and that's why you didn't win the game. But I have a hard time believing that too. So I don't know. The quarterback itself, I'm with you. It lends me to think it was Trubisky.
The quarterback on the hottest seat this year is who?
Oh, gosh. That's a really good question.
So let's say got Kirk D. Cousins, Tua, Jared Goff, I guess Roethlisberger.
I think Goff and Tua are on a real hot seat, just to throw that out there. You know, I think Detroit flirted with the idea of drafting a quarterback in the top 10 anyways. Tua, you know, the rumors are real down there. I'm reporting. If Deshaun Watson becomes available, they're going to make a play for Deshaun Watson. They are. So I do think it's a big year. And if Tua shows to be lackluster.
So this isn't an opinion. You're reporting that the Dolphins, when Deshaun Watson is cleared to play, will make a play to trade for him.
Definitely. I know from enough people in the know and everything that conversation and all those things we heard about 2 months ago, was very real, very real. So, I look at Tua and Goff, I think, to be one of those two guys. Another guy I'll throw out there that, you know, you didn't say that I think semi on the hot seat is Daniel Jones and the Giants.
Okay.
Right? You know, they've got enough talent on the offensive side of the ball now to where there's no excuses. He's played enough football to where we got to start like wiping away some of these mistakes he makes and everything like that. I don't think there's any, you can't make up an excuse for him after the 2020 season this or the 2021 season this year. There's enough there. We need to see progress. You're not a rookie young guy anymore. That's another guy that jumps to my mind.
And the Aaron Rodgers situation continues to linger.
He'll be back. He'll be back. He's coming. I just, you know, I know we talked about this a little last week. He's too self-aware. He's too playing at too high of a level.
But what has he accomplished here, Chris?
Well, I think what he accomplishes here is, first off, you don't throw away, you know, a year that's, you know, he's at the end of his prime. You just don't throw away that year for nothing. You know, I can't imagine him doing that. And here's the other thing I'll just say that I think jumps out to me a little bit. And maybe Aaron Rodgers thinks about this. You know, he's not going to catch Brady in the Super Bowl conversation, right? Or any of that. Stats, though, he can continue to still make a mark and really continue to lift his legacy through stats. I mean, it's a guy that's got, 99 touchdowns and less than 10 interceptions the last 3 years. You know, he's throwing at 4,000 yards per clip here. He can make some serious headway this year, even if he plays passing up people and touchdowns and you know, total yards and all those things. I would think he's aware that's going to be a big part of his legacy because his stats are as impressive as anybody, especially if he continues to go. He's done better in a short period of time than just about anybody in the history of the sport. He does have that to gain to go along with it.
I got your 40-yard dash at the combine.
Where did this come from?
Well, we started out talking about the combine, but you know, deep dive here.
Right.
You remember your 40-yard dash time?
I believe it was 4.82. Was that a
4.86?
No, that was a 4.8. What site are you on right now? What site are you on,
Paulie?
NFLcombine.com.
I don't know. I've never heard 4.86. I always was 4.82, 4.80. Yeah, that's what I was told.
Your hand size 10.5. That's the biggest right. In your draft class. Congratulations.
Yeah it was. I can grip that football. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, you can. Your vertical was 31.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, you know, not for a white, you know, drop back. Pocket quarterback was all right. That 40 time, though, listen, I don't know if I was ever more nervous in my life than running the 40 at the combine, in all seriousness. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. I'm a quarterback. I'm not a sprinter. I remember getting up to the line, and Jerry Jones and Bill Parcells were in the front row, right? And I was nervous as hell. And I can still remember running down the track going, I'm running the 40 at the combine. I'm running the 40 at the combine. It was like surreal. I was saying that to myself. I couldn't believe it. It was just unbelievable.
And I'm running I'm running a 4.86. I'm running a 4.86, but I think right. I'm running a 4.82. I think I'm running a 4.82.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, pretend I'm running 4.42 to get 4.86.
Could somebody run backwards and beat you?
No,
nobody.
I don't think so.
Like Michael Vick run backwards and beat you?
I know. I thought of like Dion and Tyreek Hill and that group right there. I don't think so. If they can run 4.8 backwards, then I need to put them in another class of athletes.
But do they do that with defensive backs, Chris? Because I want to know a defensive back, what your speed is backing up, backpedaling, not running forward, running backwards. I don't know if they have a time for that, but I would certainly investigate that if I was a team drafting a defensive back.
Well, you got to see how smooth and how good they are, especially at backpedaling
and turning,
and then getting out of that transition. Exactly right. That's the big thing.
Paulie, do you have quarterbacks in the draft? Was Sims faster than any of the other quarterbacks?
Yeah, he was faster than Rex Grossman. Shocker.
Oh, how about that?
I was faster than Byron Leftwich.
I'm faster than Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, you were just faster than Byron Leftwich. You smoked Tony Romo. Tony Romo was the slowest quarterback in that draft. 5 second 40.
Wow. I'm still challenging that 4.86 too. This is a 4.82. I've never heard 4.86. All right, okay. It was decent.
Paul?
I have an update. Did you run it twice, Chris?
Well, I ran it twice at the combine.
I got you at 4.86 and 4.84. From the official NFL.
We're getting there. You guys keep fishing the internet. Maybe you can take another 2 tenths off, okay?
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Be good. Talk to you soon.
That's Chris Sims. He impressive numbers. Well, sort of impressive numbers at the combine. I thought Romo could run a little bit there. All right, we'll take a break. Last call. Oh, no, we got one more hour. I'm thinking, man, that show just blew by. Can I wrap it up early, like in 15 minutes?
We've never done that before.
Yeah. And get Colin Cowherd to come in and ask Colin if he'll do an extra hour for me today. We'll take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Your Fast Family is back. Fast and Furious F9 in theaters tomorrow. Scan the code on your screen to buy tickets now. Paulie wanted to know if I thought this was the last Fast and Furious, and the answer is no, it's not.
And even 10?
Oh, I don't know. Like, you know, Sylvester Stallone is still doing Rocky movies. He might not be in the ring, but he's still doing Rocky-related movies.
What number is he up to? There is 5 Rockies, and then there's 2 Rocky Balboas, and then is Creed, where there's 2 of those? So that would put him at 9, I think. Yeah. Fritzy's the expert on this.
Yeah.
I think they're right about that. I'd have to count, but I think they've got to be in that 9 window.
Thank you, Todd. You didn't even know.
I couldn't tell you for sure how many Rocky movies.
There. Okay.
I could make up a number, but I would be lying.
Well, you could just say, I don't know.
But that sounds about right. I'm not saying it's exactly right, but it sounds somewhere between 8 and 10 would be a good guess.
Just say, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
You can't win.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
Stallone is currently working on Expendables 4. Okay. This is good. He's he just did Creed 2, so I think it is 9 Rocky-related movies. He's working on, did this come out? Rambo Last Blood. Did anyone see that?
No.
It says 2019.
I saw part of it.
How many Rambos did he have? Did he have 5 Rambos?
5.
5 Rockies?
Yeah.
A couple of Creeds?
Yeah.
But this is Hollywood. Hey, we found success. Let's do it again.
But he had 5 Rockies, but then he had Rocky Balboa in 2006.
Mm. Yes, Todd.
Are they going to have Nowhere Serious this time? Last Blood. Last Blood. Depending on how well it goes.
No, we're not kidding. This is the Last
the
Blood.
The very Last Blood.
Yes. Yes, McClub.
I didn't want to get you mad. I was going to bring it up yesterday. There's one Fast and Furious that I didn't like. Tokyo Drift was not.
No, that wasn't. That doesn't count.
Is that not part of the series? I've actually wondered because it had nothing to do with the characters I knew.
I like that. That bothers him. Like, that soiled the brand.
And I like that he didn't want to bring it up because it was going to make you mad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you were very defensive of the Fast and Furious franchise.
I like Fast and Furious. I did. When it first came out, I really liked that. I got it. I understood that this would be a success. Yes.
Are we all going to watch this one together or what?
I would like to do that. It'd be kind of fun if we went in the theater.
That's the kind of movie you want to see on a big screen.
Yeah, yeah, you do. We could all go together. And how about a matinee? Nothing better than a matinee. Mm. Nothing better.
Wait, has anyone here gone back to theater yet?
No, I have not.
No.
No. Well, Seton says you can download these movies.
A lot of them are released and you can just watch them at home instead of going to the theater.
What do they charge you?
Like $25.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Like a normal, you know, what it would cost you for, I don't know, 2 or 3 movie tickets.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I was curious. Yes, Paul.
Imagine if you're one of the actors. Remember, in Fast and the Furious 1, one of Dom's crew gets killed. Imagine missing out on this payday. You got bumped off in Fast and Furious 1. You missed the next 8.
You're just praying for a prequel.
Oh,
God, please get me back in.
Well, I did an interview with Julia Stiles for a podcast, and she was supposed to be killed, Nikki Parsons, in the first Bourne movie. And I said, could you imagine if you had missed out on this? And she goes, you know, at the time you're thinking, okay, I die in this movie. Who knows it's going to be a long-running series of movies. Bourne. All right, final hour coming up. More of your phone calls. We'll see if we stay with the poll question. Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, McLovin, yours truly. This is the Dan Patrick Show. One more item, second hour. It's our new friends from Stiefel. This past year brought a lot of changes in our lives. And for some of you, that means you changed jobs or maybe considered retirement. If that's your situation, you probably have a lot of questions on your mind. Like, how do you handle your retirement accounts? Or who should do that? Do you have enough money to retire? Is your portfolio invested appropriately? Retirement's a big deal, big step when it comes to investing for retirement. Most people can't afford to make mistakes. Stiefel has helped clients like you manage investments for over 130 years. Your Stiefel financial advisor can help you create a personalized retirement plan, understand your options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. Plus, Stiefel clients have access to Stiefel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views so you can make more informed decisions. You can find your Stiefel financial advisor at stiefel.com, STIEFEL.com, Stiefel, Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.